Blog Talk Radio.
Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me this morning or this afternoon for our 15-minute encouragement and empowerment. When God considers someone, an individual, a family, a nation for his glory, he uses them, and he uses them to get glory out of their life, to serve his purpose, his plan, and he fills them with his word, with his truth, with his anointing, and they go forth to accomplish his divine will. And then we know and understand that we are the seed of Abraham because we believe in Jesus Christ, and the word of God lets us understand and know that if we believe and have the faith of Abraham, then the promises of Abraham are ours, that their place is that process, that place where we begin to be like Abraham. We go to the place that God has called and commissioned us to, and when we get there, we see the demonstration of his power. Not only do we see that demonstration, but we are able to have faith that believes God, seeing from eternity, seeing in eternity those things that he said, those things that are ours, those things that belong to us, and seeing them and knowing them, that as we hold on to them, as we move into them, as we allow them to manifest in our lives, we are going to see the development of God's truth, the development of God's word in our life like never before. And that is going to cause us to have faith that pulls that which looks impossible down, agreeing with God and agreeing with his will and seeing that manifestation in time. Moving and doing all that he says. We are going to look briefly, as we are in this encouragement process, at some scripture that we looked at last blog talk that we had, and we want to just let you know that, first of all, God loves you. And that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, no matter what's happening in your life, the plan of God does not fail. It doesn't stop just because situations are occurring, things are happening, things are looking a certain way. God's word is the word that will never, ever fail. It will do and accomplish his divine will because God can't lie. And so there's times when you don't understand what's going on in your life, and when you finally get to what God has said, or you heard what God has said, the enemy comes to buffet you. The enemy comes to try you, try to make it look as if what God has said, what God has spoken, is not going to happen. And so we here see or looking at Psalms 18, and we're looking and we're seeing that David has finally gotten what God has promised him. But prior to him getting what God had told him, he had finally became, you know, the king. Saul had died, and not at the hands of David, but because David wouldn't touch Saul, he would not do anything to God's anointed, and his good friend Jonathan has died also. And so he's here at this place, and even when he gets to this place, going through all these seasons of being tried and chased and all these things happening in his life for many years, he gets here, and two of the 12 tribes basically come confirm that he's king. And so even in that, his one of Saul's sons tries to hold off and try to claim himself as king. So in this process of David waiting even longer, 7.5 years longer to become king, he does not allow that, even though the announcement has been made. Heaven has agreed. God has agreed. There is a time span in the earth that Saul, that where Saul's son is challenging him, and even though it doesn't last, that David has to wait even longer. But David doesn't use that as a time to say, you know, I did all of this and I still don't have possession of this. He takes that time and he builds his governmental system with the men that he has. He takes that time to teach them about laws and teach them of how to govern from small places to great places, so that all of his kingdom, all of Jerusalem, would be able to be ruled under his leadership and under the leadership that looks like God. So he doesn't waste time in complaining or feeling sorry for himself, even though it doesn't happen. Now, when we get to the 18th chapter, he finally has all of the kingdoms and all of Jerusalem. But in the process prior to that, when he was still in a waiting place, he didn't allow things to happen to make him feel as if he was not what God says. He took that opportunity to say, I'm going to use this time because God has given me time to prepare myself and those in leadership to rule in a different way, to take on a different hat, to do other things, and to make it look like him. And so when that happens, when you're in that place where you know what God has said, and yet it still doesn't happen, that's when you start saying, okay, God, what's the strategy for here? What is the strategy for right now? What do I need to get right now? What do I need to do right now so that I can not just let time pass without me moving, but because I know what you said and I know what you promised, but this is the time for me to grab the strategy and the plan and the instructions that you are giving me so that I can prepare myself or prepare whoever or prepare the business or prepare the ministry or prepare the leaders or prepare my family for what's getting ready to transpire next. That I'm not wasting time gloping and giving the enemy time to try to put thoughts in my mind or any of those things. I'm using this time to give God glory and to do something that is necessary for me in doing what God has said. So you got to make sure that you're using your time wisely, even if it is still a wait process. You're still saying, okay, I know what God says. I know what heaven has said. And yet, even though it has not fully manifested in the earth, I'm not allowing anything to make me miss what God says. I'm preparing myself even the more. I'm preparing myself for what God has promised me, because David had already got the agreement of heaven. David had already got God's yes. But yet Saul's son says, you know what, this is my dad's, and even though he's not here, I'm going to try this. I'm going to get this. I'm going to hold myself keen, and I'm going to let these other nations that are not yet aligned to David follow me. And he wasn't even able to hold on to it. What he tried to do only lasted 3 years. And yet David still was in this period of waiting, and yet he was preparing his people for what he was getting ready to do, his leadership. Even though it had already been said and stated by heaven, the earth was moving in alignment, and God was using time to let David get to a place where he could train the men that was going to be mayors and governors and rulers in different places to be those effective rulers so that they could do it and it looked like God. So even though sometimes it looked like you were in a holding place, do not allow your own mind or your own attitude or even what the enemy's saying to make you stop believing God. God will have you in a place where he's giving you strategies or teaching you or stretching you even more or getting you prepared for what you're getting ready to walk into, what you're getting ready to possess fully. And you have to allow that time that he's now you're not in this warfare state, because David was always constantly running. Now he's at a place where he could sit still and hear God and hear how God wants to lead him and hear how God wants to instruct him and hear how God wants to get his people right so that he can make them understand the switch that's getting ready to happen. You can be in warfare so long that you can just be in this warfare mindset. Everything is a war, and God's saying, okay, you're at a peace state now. It's time for you to get some more instructions. And we got to make ourselves switch so that we can get the instructions for what God is telling us in that now. When we look at Psalms 18, David has finally gotten being ordained by God divinely, and heaven's echoing it, and the earth is aligning to it, and you see everything going on. But yet still, he faces a battle. But the love relationship that he has with God does not change. He never changes his love of intimacy, his worship with God. It gets deeper and grows more. And this is what you have to understand. It doesn't mean just because you finally walk into it that you're not going to have to battle. But prior to you walking in, God is going to give you some instructions. He's going to tell you some things. He's going to switch your mind from constant warfare, constant battling, constant stand of tearing down stuff to a place where you are at peace. And you're going to walk in and possess and set some things, set some standards, set some ground rules, get some instructions, get some knower about you, see another perspective of how God wants you to do things. You're going to get all those things. And when the time comes for you to battle again, you're going to be ready. David was ready. His relationship with God grew more intimately, grew more, and did more. He did more. And when you see what God said, what he says, David, understand that he was bound to God in covenant. You got to be bound to obeying God and following his instructions and doing what he says, regardless of who likes it, who doesn't like it, without compromise, obedient faith, obedient feet, that move in the direction of God's will, saying, Lord, I'm going to obey you. I'm casting down every vain imagination. I'm casting down the things that argue and try to tower over me or be a fortress over me. I'm casting down all those things, that anything the enemy would try to use against me. And I'm embracing the truth, the obedient truth of Christ to completion, to do what you said. And as you do that, right heart, right mind, aligning yourself, you're going to see God do some things. You're going to see God work for you. You're going to see God, because you can't do partial obedience in the instructions of God. You have to do full obedience. Jesus did full obedience to throughout the throne, throughout his walk on the earth. Everything that he did in winning the victory for us was in complete obedience to God's will. And you have to do the same thing. I have to do the same thing in order to get what God is saying. So David understands and knows. He says, I'm in covenant with God. I'm bound to God. I'm in compassionate love with God. And David sees God as his rock, as his strength, as his mountain, as his fortress that protects him, that he's secure in God's love. He's secure in God's word. He's secure in God's strength, and that everything is going to work out because God is in control. God has the last say so. And this is what we have to do. We cannot see God only strong in one way. We have to see God strong in every aspect of who he is, in every way that he is, that he cannot fail and he will not lie to us. And we're going to see the fruition of what he says manifest in our lives in every area. When you understand that, you don't let the enemy buffet you. He understood that God was his stronghold, and that he just gives an image of the protection that David had throughout his journey from before he encountered Saul, before he encountered Goliath, but when he was in his father's house, when he encountered the bear, and when he encountered the lion, when he was in the field, he saw God as his protector there. And it went from there to Goliath, and it went from there into battle, because David goes from in his father's field to now moving in the army of Saul and doing battle, and that the women begin to sing the praise of what he's done. They said, Saul has killed his 1,000, but David has killed his 10,000, because David was going in and he was slaughtering the enemy and making the enemy bow to the authority of God. So he sees God moving in his life and moving on his behalf like never before, doing great things and using him. And you have to do the same. You've got to see God moving in your life and shifting you, and you being able to shift with him and learn what he wants you to learn, but not losing your intimacy with God. Never losing your intimacy with God. Always getting deeper and deeper with your intimacy. Always getting further and further with going into his presence, learning who he is, knowing his mind and his heart, understanding his will, and humbling yourself before. Because this is what David had to do. He did this, and he trusts God. He had a trust that he knew that God would never leave him nor forsaken him. And you and I have to do the same. We have to know that God will not leave us nor forsake us, that he will be there. David understood all of these things, and he was a worshiper. And his worship showed that he trusts God, because your worship shows what is in your heart. It shows the direction of your feet. It shows what you believe. And when you believe God in your worship, when you truly believe him and you consistently worship him, you're going to see the greatness of his power. That's all the time that I have today. I wish I had more time to go into what I wanted to, but it's okay. I want you to understand and know who you are and what God has given to you, and that you are more than a conqueror, that God has already commanded this. And it doesn't matter that what he said in heaven and what you heard in heaven and the release of heaven has not fully manifest yet. Get the instructions of what he's saying now. Get the strategies as you in this place. so that you can go in and possess all that God says. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Know that you're more than a conqueror, and know that this is your favorite life, Process of Their Blog Talk moment. We'll see you the next time in Jesus' name.